the European Stabilisation Fund has approved a package which is in total €55 million for 6,000 named construction workers who lost their jobs between June of 2009 and March of 2010. We don't know how many of them are from Donegal or from each individual county, but we do know that there's a €55 million retraining package. The problem is that the previous government never informed the individuals that there was an application made on their behalf. And indeed, this government for the last 8 months since they took office have failed to inform the individuals that the government made an application on their behalf and that this pot of money is sitting there for their upskilling and retraining. What I have ascertained from the minister today when I raised this issue in the Dáil is, first of all, he acknowledged that there has been maladministration. He also apologised to the workers as a result of the mess that's happened. And he has said that there will all the eligible workers will be informed next month that the funding is there and will try and design programmes for the retraining. Unfortunately for many, this is far too late. It's 17 months into the application. The money has to be spent within 24 months, so they will only have 7 months to spend the money. So, for example, if somebody wants to enrol in a course in LYIT or some other institution, they will only get 7 months of their fees paid instead of the 2 years that they should be entitled to. So it's very, very disappointing from a worker's point of view and very, very annoying and very angry at the fact that not only did the previous government maladminister this fund, but that this government did as well and is likely to send millions of euro back to Europe.
Did Minister Quinn give any details on how much money has been lost here?
No, they don't have those figures. What he has said is that, you know, that they've missed the tide and that they're trying to save as much as possible. I think it's, you know, it's very, very late in the day for them to to be saying this. And indeed, a senior official within the Department of Education has gone out and spoke out publicly today and said that the governments are refusing to listen to his concerns about the maladministration of this fund. So this is deeply, deeply disappointing, particularly given the fact that this isn't the first time that this fund has been maladministered. We've had SR Technics, Waterford Crystal and Dell, where we had funding drawn down from Europe to retrain, and it's likely that we will see millions of euro going back to Europe on their behalf as well. But I'm very, very annoyed, and I know many people in Donegal, construction workers who lost their job at that time, they don't know that there was an application made in their name. They didn't know that there's about, you know, €10,000 each sitting in a pot available for them for retraining and upskilling, and some of them have emigrated, some of them have found new employment, and it's just not right that the government sat in their hands for the last 17 months and did nothing.